Hello? Hello? Alice? Norman, where are you?
You're on the tracks.
Hello?
Give me your hand.
I say.
Now would be good.
Right, fine. Okay.
Got you. Now pull yourself up towards me. Quick now.
Oh! Oh my. I was nearly.
Yes, you were. Constance Clark, how do you do?
Tim Hope, legal clerk.
Well, Tim Hope, legal clerk, you do know it's illegal to trespass on train tracks.
Oh, right. Sorry, I didn't know I was. I was lost. It's this fog you... Oh, I see. You're joking.
Constance, where are you?
Here, Doctor. I found a legal clerk.
You found a what?
A legal clerk, trespassing on the tracks.
Was he indeed?
She saved my life.
Yeah, she does that. Now then, Mr...
Hope. Tim Hope.
Now then, Mr. Hope. I don't suppose you can enlighten us as to our whereabouts. We're a little lost.
All tickets for Lower Mummering, please. Thank you, miss.
Miss.
Change at Kettering Junction for Euston, miss.
Yes, thank you. You do see me every morning, you know.
Sorry, miss.
Miss. I don't know why you even bother to check my ticket. You saw it yesterday, and the day before that. It's the same one.
Rules are rules, miss. Miss.
Excuse me, what time do you think we'll be arriving at Kettering?
Oh, I should think, about 6:35, sir.
Well, that means...
We'll miss our connection. Again.
This is the third time this week, Norman.
I'm sorry about that, sir. It's the weather. We have to be very careful in all this fog.
It's always something, isn't it? Either too hot or too cold or leaves on the line or snow on the line or engineering works.
Oh, yeah. Never see anyone working on a mine.
And why is the buffet car closed?
Out of commission for the foreseeable, I'm afraid.
For pity's sake.
We do have customer service forms at the station if you'd like to make a complaint.
What was that?
What happened to the lights?
It seems we've lost power.
You don't say.
I'm sure it's only temporary.
Hello?
Who's that?
Hello? I'm stuck in here. The door won't open.
Oh, dear. What a place to be stuck.
Is anyone there? I'm in the... lavatory.
Keep calm, sir. We'll have you out in no time. You can hold my torch for me, sir. Just need to find the right key.
Sure.
That's more like it. Now, if we just give this a bit of a push...
No. Thank you. It's quite claustrophobic in the dark. What's happened, anyway?
Well, we seem to have lost power.
Hello? Are you the conductor?
Onboard customer manager, miss.
Oh, well, the lights have gone out in the next carriage.
This one too, miss.
And we've stopped?
Yes.
Well, where are we?
Where indeed?
Can't see a thing outside. Just that fog.
Terrific. Absolutely terrific. I have to be somewhere.
I'm afraid this looks more like nowhere. How long has it been now? Alice?
We shouldn't have let them go.
Only my watch seems to be broken.
Not out there. Not in fog like that.
6:10. Must be about the time we stopped.
We should have gone with them.
And then we'd all have been lost. Does anyone else have the time? They must have been gone an hour now, surely.
Yes, it's 10:10. Oh, that's odd.
Says 6:10.
Same as mine.
Do you think... do you think it could be... the bomb?
What bomb?
A nuclear bomb. I saw a film once where everyone's watches stopped when the bomb went off.
It's just a bit of fog, that's all. Like the young man says, they've got lost.
Well, I say we go and look for them. Who's with me?
Sorry, miss. I told you all the last time. It's against regulations.
How about you, Tim?
Me?
Wait here or come with me to fetch help.
Wait here?
You'd both let a single woman risk her life out there alone, would you? Well, that's fine. I'll go by myself.
Well, when you put it like that...
Yes, I didn't mean...
All right then, all right.
Good. Come on then.
This is a mistake.
This way. Stay close.
I swear I can't see a blooming thing.
No stragglers at the back.
Are we going the right way? I say, are we going the right way?
Oh, there's a track here. Watch your step.
Excuse me, I think it might be this way. You're going the wrong way. Look, we're at the station. There's a sign right here. Hello? Oh, where have they gone? And that's where you met me.
Rescued you?
Well, yes. Rescued me.
I don't think stumbling around the sidings on a foggy December dawn was the wisest course of action.
That's the pot calling the kettle black.
We were trying to find the others. I mean, the conductor did try to stop them in the first place, but Hillary wasn't having any of it.
Was she not?
No. She said she had a meeting that couldn't wait. She's always on her phone arranging this and that. Anyway, off she and Dave went into the fog, and we waited. At least a couple of hours, but nothing.
So you went bravely in search of them?
Yes.
And got yourself lost?
That's about the size of it.
I can see something.
Something?
A shape. Over there, when the fog thinned for a second. Come on! A hand, Mrs. Clark?
Why, thank you, sir.
Yep, there we are. Come along, Mr. Hope. No dilly-dallying.
It's a train.
Is that it, Mr. Hope?
Yes. But what's happened to it? All the windows are broken.
It wasn't like this when you left.
No, it was fine. I don't understand. I mean, I only left half an hour ago.
Hello? Is anyone in there? How do you open these doors?
Ready, Mr. Hope?
Oh, right. Yes, ready.
And heave!
After you, Doctor.
Do you have that torch of yours, Constance?
Here. We Wrens are always prepared.
What's a wreck? My goodness. It's been wrecked. Vandalized. Why would anyone do this?
I think it's worse than vandalism. Look, down there.
Traces of blood.
And over here.
What happened here, I wonder?
This blood isn't fresh. Several hours old, at least. Perhaps even days. So how can this be the same train that Tim left just 30 minutes ago?
It is, though. I get this train every morning. I know it like the back of my hand. Look, the armrest on that seat is broken. Everyone avoids sitting there. And the eye on the toilet door has been scratched out. And look, there's Alice's umbrella. Who else would have an umbrella with pink elephants all over it? That proves it.
Intriguing, certainly. And suggestive of several equally worrying possibilities.
Well, I'm glad it means something to you.
Listen.
It's another train.
Well, what are you both waiting for? Has anybody noticed something odd?
There's your talent for understatement again.
Or rather, not noticed. Look around you. What don't you see?
Anything.
The sun. If 3 hours have passed since Mr. Hope's train broke down, why isn't it daylight by now?
My watch still says it's 6:10.
Then perhaps it is. Now, Which way was that train, would you say?
I thought you knew.
You mean we're lost? Again?
Being lost is just a state of mind, Mr. Hope. Besides, I usually find that whichever direction one follows, something will turn up. Ah, you see? Hello? Who's that? Hello?
Hello?
We're lost! Can you help?
Well, same here, I'm afraid. I can't see more than a few feet ahead.
Keep talking, and we'll follow the sound of your voice.
Right you are. What shall I talk about?
Anything! Who you are, what you do, how did you get here?
Keith. That's my name, Keith Potter. And I came here on a train, of course. 153 class, to be exact. Every Wednesday and Sunday I come here. All except for Christmas Day. What would be the point in that, I hear you ask? Well, exactly, no point, as there's no trains running.
Keep talking!
Wednesdays and Sundays I come to see the trains. I bring me sandwiches and me thermos, and usually Des or Barry or one of the other spotters will be here, but not today, though. It's just me today.
Got you.
Oh, God, you give me a fright. Oh, dearie me.
Sorry. What's a spotter?
Train spotter.
Keith Potter, train spotter, that's what I always say.
Who do you know? Well, I'm the doctor. This is my friend Constance.
Mrs. Clark.
Mrs. Clark. And this is Timothy Hope, legal clerk.
And we're all hopelessly lost, aren't we, Doctor?
Yeah, it's beginning to look that way.
Yeah, well, normally I'd be able to help you out there, intimately familiar as I am with the topography of Kettering Junction.
Normally?
Well, Kettering Junction normally has 12 platforms, you see, but not today. Today it has 17.
17?
At the last count. It was 14 when I first checked. Still too many, though. It's all very peculiar.
You must have miscounted. It'll be this fog playing tricks.
Oh, yeah. That must be it. Except that I didn't.
But stations don't just grow platforms overnight.
True.
Well, then where would we be?
Where indeed? A very good question.
Do you know, I think we've just walked in a circle.
What? Nonsense. My sense of direction may occasionally be eccentric, but it's never concentric.
But isn't that Tim's train again? Over there?
It looks like it.
21st century trains do tend to look sadly of a piece.
Not to the trained eye, Doctor.
No, that is my train. There's the ticket inspector. Hello? It's me, Tim.
That is most assuredly not the train we saw earlier. There's not a speck of damage.
Open the doors, someone! You remember me?
But who are they?
They saved my life. I was nearly run over. Come on, it's cold out here.
Yes, it is.
Everyone, this is the doctor.
Hello.
Keith. And Constance.
Hello.
Hiya.
All right.
Everyone, this is Norman, the ticket inspector.
Hi, Norman. Hello.
Customer service manager, actually.
Yes. And this is Alice.
Lloyd. Hello.
And this is Hilary. Hilary Ratchet. And Dave. Where's Dave?
Dave's dead.
What?
He's dead. And it's all my fault. We found Hilary back here. She's been attacked.
And no sign of Dave. Liz Ratchet said he'd been killed by some lunatic.
Who attacked you, Hilary?
I didn't see. Oh, it all happened so suddenly. One minute Dave was behind me. And I heard this scream. It made my blood freeze. It seemed to go on and on. He was gone.
Then you don't know for sure he's dead. He could still be out there.
Yeah, we can go and look for him.
No, I found his body. I was lost and stumbled over something. It was Dave. What was left of him?
It sounds as though you were very lucky to escape.
He's still out there, the killer. You mustn't open the doors, you mustn't.
We won't, love. You're safe here with all of us, okay?
Yes, well, no. Not especially.
What do you mean?
We found another train out there, just like this one, but it had been wrecked. Heaven only knows what had happened.
So I'm afraid this isn't quite the safe haven you think it is.
Can't you just fix the train and get us out of here?
Me? No. See this badge? Customer service manager. I wouldn't have a clue, and even if I did...
What?
Well, I haven't been able to talk to the driver. The intercom isn't working.
All this time and you haven't checked on the driver?
I have got other things to worry about, sir.
Oh.
The safety of my passengers is paramount.
Well, I think it's high time we spoke to him, don't you? Tim, Keith, Alice, stay here with Hillary and keep those doors shut. Constance, Norman, you're with me.
Here we go, then.
Won't be long. Sit tight, all of you. And, don't look so worried. How exactly did you find Hillary?
Hang on a mo. We were in a right old pickle after we lost the one with the glasses. Tim. I walked for ages, in circles, probably. But eventually we found the train again, and there she was, all sort of dazed and with blood. Well, you saw her. Excuse me. So you see why we were so reluctant to let the strangers on board. How did you two say you ended up here?
Oh, we didn't. We're stranded, same as you.
But your train broke down.
That's right. Our train broke down. Our train always seems to be breaking down or taking us to the wrong place, doesn't it, Doctor?
Huh.
Hello? Alan? Alan, you in there? Alan, it's Norman. Probably fallen asleep, lazy beggar. Alan, I'm coming in, and if you're napping... Where is he? Oh, my... Oh, what's happened in here?
Oh, we need to get back to the others. Now!
And there was broken glass everywhere.
Like someone had smashed all the windows to get in.
Or out.
No sign of the driver?
No, except for drops of blood. Just like the other train we found.
So you see, we really cannot stay here. It's not safe.
Are you suggesting we go back out there?
Out there is a train station, built of bricks and mortar. It's safer than this eminently pregnable tin box.
I'm not going out again. Not ever.
Hillary, we have no choice. Dave is dead. Driver is missing, most likely dead.
No, we don't know that for sure.
Well, can't you understand the danger you're in? If you stay here, you'll die. All of you.
The doctor's right. If we can get to the station...
I just still say that we need to sit tight and wait for help. Someone knows we're here.
Who? Who knows?
I don't know. Management. Trains don't just vanish. Now, as senior authority here, I forbid... anyone else from leaving this train?
Senior authority? You're a ticket collector.
I am a senior ticket... I mean, a senior customer service manager. Letting you off this train is against health and safety procedures.
We went out before.
And look what happened. I'm sorry, but there it is. We just don't know what's out there.
Help me.
No. Who's that?
Sounds like...
Dave! Let me in!
But you said Dave was dead.
He is. I saw him die.
Well, you must have made a mistake.
He's dead. That isn't him.
I saw you in there! Let me in!
Don't let him in, please. It isn't him. It sounds like him.
Come on!
Hello? Is someone there?
This is ludicrous. We can't just leave him out there. Well?
Oh, come on, Constance. Help me get this door open.
I can't let you do that.
What?
You heard what the lady said. It isn't him.
Oh.
It is him. Alice, you said it was him.
I thought it was.
Tim, what do you think?
Me? Oh, I wouldn't like to say. It could be.
Please. I know you can hear me. It's freezing out here.
Well, there's a man out there in need of our help. Now let me open these doors.
Oh, no, you don't, matey.
Oh.
Please. I think there's someone else out here. Please. Please open the door.
It's a trick. He's lying.
How do you know?
Please!
Oh, get out of my way, Norman. Now!
You heard her. He's lying.
Oh.
Oh. No.
What?
No. No!
Open this door.
No.
He could be hurt.
It's too dangerous. We're better off here.
Oh, we are we? And how exactly have your many years punching train tickets qualified you to decide on our collective fate?
I have the safety of my customers to consider. And if anyone is a danger to them, Doctor, it's you.
Me?
Yes. Expecting us to put our lives in your hands and go out there to face Lord alone knows what. But we don't know who you are. Or her.
Oh.
Or me.
It's all right, Keith. I trust a man who knows his Class N15 locomotives from his Class N16s. But you two, we don't even know where you came from. They wouldn't tell me.
This is rather missing the point.
He's probably not even a real doctor.
I'll say. Not dressed like that.
I'm not a doctor. I'm the doctor.
Oh, the doctor, is it? Oh. I see. Well, the doctor, I think everyone here would be a lot happier if you removed yourself.
Removed myself?
In there, please.
You're proposing to lock me in the toilet?
I won't have you endanger my passengers any further. Keith, help me restrain him.
Me?
This is ridiculous.
You too, miss. In you go.
Oh, get your hands off me, you officious trumped up. Oh.
Dave.
Dave! Dave? But how can you?
Please, step back, everyone. Don't look. Just don't look.
I don't understand.
That was Dave. That man in there.
Yes. Dave, all right. What a mess.
Then who was outside?
It was Dave. I don't understand. How can there be two Daves?
Three.
Three?
Dave one, who was apparently murdered in the fog. Dave two, who was killed in the toilet. And Dave number three, who most likely died not 5 minutes ago, while we all stood here and did nothing.
I'm glad I'm not called Dave.
Oh, yes. To lose one Dave may be regarded as a misfortune, but to lose three... Of course, it may be that the truth is somewhat simpler.
What do you mean?
Now, consider the facts. Two deaths, but only one body. What if the Dave in there is Dave number one? What if he left this train, returned to it unharmed, and was then murdered?
But Hillary saw his body outside, didn't you, Hillary?
Yes. I told you, it was dreadful.
Murdered by an unseen assailant, while she stood just metres away. Dave number two, on the other hand, was killed here, in this carriage, while the rest of you were still out in the fog. And the first to arrive back was... Well, come on.
Hillary.
I must have only just missed the killer
for the second time.
Whereupon Alice and Norman returned and found you, with bloodstains on your clothes.
What are you implying?
Alice was with Norman, Tim was with us. Who else had the opportunity?
I did.
Well, yes, but you're not speckled with blood. And neither, of course, is Constance nor I.
Are you going to listen to this? He's the guilty one. It's obvious.
Yeah, now, let's hear the doctor out, shall we? He's got a point. Everyone else is accounted for.
I am the victim here. The victim.
You were more surprised than anyone when Dave knocked on the window. You said, as I recall, I saw him die. Which rather contradicts what you told us originally.
You're twisting my words. Let me out of this carriage. I'd rather take my chances out there than with this lunatic.
Now then... Not so fast.
You can't keep me here. Get out my way.
All right, miss. Calm down.
It's Ms.
Calm down, Ms.
Calm down.
Calm down, miss. Calm down, love. That's what they always say.
Who says?
Them. Men. Where's your down? The patronising put-downs, the locker room banter, the friendly pats on the bottom. But you think you can beat them. You take the 5:55 every day to be the first one in the office. Work harder, longer and better than them. And it looks like it's going to pay off. That promotion is within reach. It all comes down to one interview. That interview was this morning. And instead of being there, I'm lost in the fog with Dave. And time was slipping by. I was panicking. I deserved that promotion. I'd worked for it. And then he told me to calm down. And something just snapped. So I killed him.
You killed Dave?
I couldn't stop myself. Why would I do that? What's wrong with me?
Okay, let's take a minute, shall we? I'm sure you didn't mean to...
Oh, I did. I really did.
You're just overwrought.
Don't touch me!
My head!
Tim! What have you done to him?
Hilary, what are you doing?
I don't know. There's such rage inside of me, such anger. I can't stop it. It just builds and builds, and then everything goes black, and then I open my eyes and...
I think he's dead.
No. No, he's all right.
I killed Dave, and I liked killing him. I enjoyed it. So who wants to be next?
Listen to me, Hilary. Nobody wants a confrontation. Just calm
Don't.
Your... Sorry.
Open these doors. You! You're coming with me.
Me?
You know this station. You're going to get me out of here.
Hilary, this isn't going to work.
No, I'll go. I'll go with her.
What?
Keith?
It's fine.
Don't follow us. Or else.
What are we going to do?
Nothing. Yet. You heard her.
But Keith...
I have a feeling our Keith is more capable than he lets on.
It's this way. Look, there's the down train block signal.
Don't try to trick me.
Why would I trick you? I want to help you. It's not your fault, Hilary. It is not your fault.
It's not my fault.
I need to know what happened, Hilary.
There were voices in my head. It was like a tidal wave of blackness engulfed me. Dave's nose started bleeding. I tried to help him, but the wave came again.
You couldn't help yourself.
I couldn't help myself. I'm not that person. I'm not a killer. I'm an audit manager.
Interesting. Very interesting.
But then there was another Dave knocking on the door. How can that be? How can there be two Daves?
I'm afraid I don't have time to explain. This is it. We're here.
What? Where are we?
The end of the line. For you, anyway. I've no further use for you.
Use? What do you mean? What's
that? How are you feeling, Tim?
My head. It feels like it's on fire. And my nose is bleeding. What happened?
I can't say exactly. But I think you were on the receiving end of whatever it was that killed poor Dave. You're lucky to be alive.
Oh, I don't feel lucky. Does anyone have an aspirin?
I'm afraid I don't. Doctor?
I still don't understand. How can Dave have been outside if he was in there all the time?
Ah, yes. Let's look at the facts again, shall we? We've seen two trains, both seemingly identical apart from their condition. We've seen one Dave, the one Hilary killed, and heard another. And then there's your umbrella, Alice.
My umbrella?
Or umbrellas. The umbrella you're holding right now, and another umbrella, which Tim found on the abandoned train. And that is our proof.
Proof of what?
Proof that it was the same train, not just a similar model. and not someone outside who merely sounded a lot like Dave. The very same train and the very same passengers.
I don't understand.
And not just the one. We heard another train arriving on our way here, and I think these three are just the tip of a large and rapidly emerging iceberg.
But what would cause something like that?
Well, that brings us back to the question of where we are. I don't think Kettering Junction is just a railway interchange. I think it's a dimensional interchange, and it's breaking down.
Breaking down?
Oh, yes. Parallel universes are not supposed to meet, as should be implicit from the word parallel. Well, you remember your Cartesian geometry, I hope.
Vaguely. There wasn't a lot of call for it at Bletchley.
Well, it's much like that. But in 26 dimensions.
Oh, only 26?
Sorry, go back a bit. Did you say parallel universes? Are you serious?
Never more so.
Like in Professor X?
Yes. No, sorry, Professor X?
It's a TV show. Well, it was. The professor was always off exploring other dimensions that were a bit like ours, but not quite.
Imagine that, Doctor.
Like there'd be one where the Nazis won the Second World War, or Kennedy didn't get shot, or...
How imaginative, but yes, that is the basic concept. Except the differences aren't always that extreme. There might be a whole universe which is identical to yours, but Kennedy didn't have a shave that morning. Or Tim here missed his train.
That's ridiculous.
It's intrinsic to the theory. A multivarious multiverse of possibilities.
So are you saying these parallel universes are starting to get tangled up? Things leaking from one to another?
Exactly. And as Keith pointed out, the convergence is increasing. Yesterday, 12 platforms, currently 17 and counting. If the rate of collapse continues exponentially, there would eventually be an infinite number of trains arriving here.
With an infinite number of passengers on board them. It's going to get a bit crowded.
Oh, I think we'll have run out of space long before the convergence reaches infinity.
So what do we do?
Find the nexus point of the convergence. Identify whatever it is that's pulling the dimensions out of alignment, and reverse it.
And how long do you think we have?
Well, time doesn't seem to mean much round here, but if we assume it's about 9:30 by now, I'd say lunchtime.
Who's that?
Be careful.
It's me, Keith.
Let him in.
Oh, thank you, Doctor.
What happened? Where's Hillary?
I lost her in the fog. Used my intimate knowledge of the station to effect an escape.
You see? I said that there was more to Mr. Potter than meets the eye. In fact, you're just the fellow I need.
Oh, am I?
I have to get to the station. It's the point where the platforms meet, which means it's the most likely candidate for the dimensional nexus.
Dimensional nexus? Have I missed something?
You're the only person who knows his way around, Keith. Will you come with me?
Crikey. Yeah, okay.
Excellent. Tim, I think you'd best stay here. Constance?
I'll stay with him. But if you're not back in an hour, I'll lead the rescue party myself.
I don't doubt it. Right, the rest of you. Mrs. Clark here is in charge till I get back.
Excuse me, sir.
Oh, yes. Take your lead from Norman here in matters of health and safety and other bureaucratic bafflegab. Anything else, Constance is in charge. Is that better?
That's better, sir.
You'll like the station. Although remodeled in the late 80s, the building still retains much of the historic interest. The Victorian concourse roof, of course, and did you hear that?
I did. We can't let ourselves be distracted, though.
What a strange place. The real Kettering Junction never feels this dangerous, even on a Friday night.
The interchange wouldn't usually be dangerous in itself. I fear it's being infected by the dimensions around it.
Infected?
Yes. Some of the alternative realities will be very nice places, like the one you and I are from. Others, not so.
What do you mean? That whole dimensions where everything's evil?
Yes, well, perhaps not evil as such. That's rather a subjective term. Dark, perhaps. Rotten. Normally, of course, they're a nice safe distance away from more civilized dimensions. But at a weak point in reality like this, the less pleasant domains will inevitably infect those around them. At first spreading like a poison, and then growing like a cancer. And in the end, consuming all, like entropy itself.
Not good, then.
Not good.
This poisonous darkness of yours, I mean, is that what happened to Hillary?
Undoubtedly. A darkness so powerful that it can kill others. In a way, Hillary was right. She's as much a victim of this wretched situation as poor, doomed Dave.
Well, let's just hope it doesn't get to us.
Yeah. Or any of the friends we've left behind.
Supposing the Doctor is right?
He usually is.
And there are a million other me's out there.
A billion, a trillion. More than we could ever comprehend.
Some of them just the other side of that glass. I could meet myself.
You might not want to.
Oh, but I would. I have so many questions. What would I be like if things had worked out differently? If I'd taken that job in Chicago, or tried that bit harder in my finals? Or if I'd just had the courage to ask Rob Lewis out in the fourth year? Rob Lewis.
There's no point thinking like that. Think of all the things you have done.
I haven't done anything. I've never had a tattoo, never had an affair. Always been the good girl. One glass of wine was always enough.
Well, that's good. Very commendable.
But if I'd known there were other Alices out there, having more fun than me, living the lives I could have led, I mean, why was I so worried? I could have left the boring Alice behind, done anything, anything at all. Free of consequences.
There are always consequences.
For the other Alice, not me. I can do what I want. Norman, kiss me.
Pardon?
Come on, give me a kiss.
Blimey.
You see, boring Alice wouldn't have done that.
Alice, come here and sit down. You're not yourself.
I am. I'm fine, honestly. In fact, I feel great. God, these shoes hurt. I always hated these shoes. Dowdy, serious shoes. Well, look. There. I've taken them off. No shoes. Shoeless Alice.
What's wrong with her?
I don't know, but I don't like it.
I wonder if there are dark versions of me or you out there.
Oh. Well, there certainly is a dark version of me. And he is still at large somewhere, despite my best efforts to correct that fact. Platform 18.
Entrance should be just at the end of this concourse.
Platform 19.
At least it always has been.
Platform 20. So none of these were here earlier?
No, indeed. In fact, there isn't a single station in Great Britain with 20 platforms. I gather there are some in mainland Europe, though...
Hey! And in the blink of an eye, we have platform 21.
Wow, that really is something.
Spectacular, isn't it? The way the whole fabric of reality warps around the new arrival. Ah. And there's platform 22. I was right, it's accelerating. Sometimes I really hate being right all the time.
Is it me, or is the entrance getting further away?
It will do. Eventually, it'll stretch away into infinity, like the event horizon of a black hole.
And that would make it difficult to gain entry, I assume?
Yes, Keith, very difficult. So come on!
What happens if I break this window, do you think?
Now then, miss.
I mean, in theory, will another Alice pop into existence? One who didn't break the window?
I suppose so. In theory, yes.
Oh, no, not the window.
Goodbye, Alice.
Alice?
What are you doing?
I'm leaving her behind. She can stay here, be the sensible one who always does the right thing. But not me. Not anymore.
Now the fog's coming in. We need to cover the windows with something.
Can't you feel it? It's in the fog.
Feel what?
The weight. Lifting from your shoulders. Breathe it in. You can do what you want. No consequences. Let the other yous pay the price.
I really don't think it works like that.
Come on, Tim. Breathe it in. Leave the other Tim behind. All those inhibitions, those worries. We could do anything.
Anything, yes. Jolly good.
I mean, I could break another window. Doesn't matter, does it? Not anymore.
Stop doing that!
Or I could go outside and take my chances out there.
No one is going outside, all right? Who knows what might happen to you?
It doesn't matter, Norman. Don't you see? There are another billion Alices out there.
Of course it matters.
And a billion Normans. No one's going to miss one Norman.
Norman? Norman, your nose is bleeding.
My head! Oh, make it stop!
Alice, what are you doing? Alice, no! No! Norman!
Doesn't matter, does it, Norman? Doesn't matter. None of it matters.
What have you done?
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
We need to leave.
I am right behind you.
There it is.
Finally. I think we can stop running now. Thank goodness.
Oh, it's locked. What a nuisance. Oh,
let me see if I... Oh.
What happened?
The lock's corroded.
Rust?
Oh, worse than that, normative entropy. Corrosion seeping through from the dark dimensions. We're running out of time.
Which way do you think?
Not that way. Definitely not that way.
What are they? Those cries.
Well, passengers from other trains, I suppose. Oh, God help them.
I don't understand. That wasn't Alice back there. She wouldn't have had to fly. What happened to her? And to Hillary?
I don't know. It's as if they were infected by something. A disease. Perhaps... What if it's the fog, like Alice said?
Something in the fog that's driving everyone mad. We're in the fog.
Well, then we'd better find shelter, and quickly.
Now, while I hardly profess to be an expert in railway stations of Great Britain, this doesn't look like a typical example of the genus.
I'd have to concur. There's a lack of a clock for one thing, and the large pulsating obelisk for another.
We're undoubtedly in the nerve centre of this whole grandiose folly. And that obelisk is its beating heart.
There are elements of the concrete brutalism of Exmouth Junction and the austere classicism of Birmingham Curzon Street, but the overall effect...
The overall effect combines high technology and high Gothic in a way that's peculiar to only one planet I know.
Where's that, then?
My own.
Hey! Hey, you're not allowed in here!
Norman, the customer service manager? What are you doing here?
My job, sir, and like I say, passengers aren't allowed. You're breaking every rule in the book.
And why are you dressed in overalls? Been promoted since this morning? Demoted? Shifty sideways?
I think you must be confusing me with another one of my kind, sir. I understand all us Normans look alike to you. Sounds like you've met one of my conductor brethren.
Ah.
Don't envy them that job. All that travelling to and fro across the reality nexus must bore them silly. But never mind. They were grown for the job, as I was grown for mine.
Grown? Well, this isn't your true form, then.
Goodness me, no. No, we Normans have no true form.
Normans?
Normal animates, sir. We adapt as necessary. What with there being a lot of different ideas of normal out there.
And who exactly grew you?
Why, the Parlow sect, sir. Though I doubt you've heard of them. They've been gone a long time.
Oh, I've heard of them. the Parallel Sect, a mythical race of dimensional pioneers who traversed reality the way mere mortals cross the street. They appear in the legends of countless civilizations across the universe, including my own.
The Parallel Sect weren't mythical, sir. If they were, I wouldn't be here, would I?
He's got a point.
Oh, the fundamentals are true. There are various points in the universe where parallel universes collide, you see, linking two dimensions the way a wormhole links two regions of space.
A wormhole? Yeah, I see.
Our wormhole's over there, sir. Beneath the obelisk. Lovely, isn't she?
Yes, delightful. Correct me if I'm wrong, Norman, but it was said that the Parallel Sect had found a way to link these points, creating a kind of reality web threaded through the whole infinity of parallel universes.
Quite right, sir. And they left us Normans here to keep the dimensional points running smoothly. That and to stop passengers straying onto the line. Excuse me, sir. I just need to lay this cable here.
Oh, sorry.
Thank you.
So you're making repairs to the junction, are you?
Adjustments, sir. New management, see? Got plans to turn this place around. Been, millions of years since we've seen changes like this?
Adjustments, then. Either way, you do realize you're making an almighty mess of it.
Just following orders. Opening up the barriers between the dimensions, one by one.
Yes, but whose preposterous orders are they? Who is this new management of yours?
Him over there, sir. The master.
Sorry? Who? Keith? Keith's your master?
Not just mine, sir. He's the master. The definite article, so he says.
No. No, surely not.
Oh, my dear Doctor, you have been naive.
I'm sure those screams are getting closer. Ugh, how much further? It just seems to go on and on.
Here, you're cold. Take my jacket.
I'm fine, honestly.
I insist. Take it.
Thanks. Hey, is that a light? Over there, look.
Quick, before it disappears.
It's the station, at last.
Hold on. There's somebody there, at the exit. Who's that?
Norman?
He's alive.
Well, that's not our Norman. Give me a shove up, would you? Give me your hand.
You think he's friendly?
Who knows?
No exit, I'm afraid, madam.
What do you mean?
This is for staff only. You need the exit on platform 4.
Please, we have to get out of this fog.
Sorry, miss. Not allowed.
Platform 4.
End of this platform. Up the stairs, turn right, follow the signs. That's where it is most days, anyway.
But I can't even see the end of...
Listen, did you hear that?
Did I hear what?
Someone screamed.
Oh, that. What of it?
Shouldn't you do something about it?
Me? Why me?
There could be someone out there on the tracks, hurt.
My job's to stay here.
Sounds like a health and safety issue to me.
Health and safety?
What if a train pulls in? Could be a nasty accident.
But my job is to... Right, you'll have to wait here until I get back.
Fine.
But you won't go through that door, will you? While I'm not looking.
Well, of course not.
Rightio. I'll be back in a minute. Oi! You come back!
Carry on with your work, Norm. I shall take care of our guest.
As you wish, Master.
Oh, I'm sure I'm going to regret asking this, but why the disguise? It's a rather prosaic get-up, even by your standards.
This form is more than a disguise, Doctor. It is my remote avatar. The work I am doing here is too dangerous to undertake in person, particularly for a Time Lord.
But still, Keith Potter.
The best way to get close to you, in the persona of one of your tiresome human friends. I was particularly pleased with Mr. Potter, though. A tedious eccentric, traveling from pillar to post in an antiquated form of transport. It must be like looking in a mirror.
Oh, very good.
But never fear. When my work is complete, I shall emerge in person. And with control of the hub and an army of avatars at my command, I will take command of any reality I choose.
Mad. Mad!
A rather pat diagnosis, Doctor.
You want to control all possible realities? That's enough to rewrite the textbook on megalomania.
You always did lack the imagination to think on such a scale.
Imagination? Oh, can you really not see it simply won't work? Opening up these dimensional barriers isn't like knocking a wall through from the kitchen to the dining room, you know.
What a colourful metaphor, if a touch parochial.
The parallel sect knew what they were doing. You're blundering around like a cowboy builder who doesn't know which one is the supporting wall.
Yes, now you're stretching it. I will admit there have been teething problems.
What do you call the chaos out there? Teething problems?
Normative entropy, I believe you said. An unexpected side effect. There are ways to overcome it. Safety protocols, intended for use when opening multiple barriers at once. But the parallel sect did not endow the norms, mere functionaries, alas, with the authority to engage these protocols themselves.
Well, I'm not surprised. I'm not sure anyone should have that power.
Instead, access was restricted solely to those whose cells possess the symbiotic nuclei required for travel through time and reality, such as the parallel sect themselves, and of course, other races who inherited their mantle.
Most notably, the Time Lords. Well, in that case, why haven't you implemented those protocols yourself?
As I said before, it's dangerous work.
I don't believe it. That's why you brought me here. You don't want to kill me or to gloat or any of your usual inanities. You need my help.
No exit, I'm afraid, madam.
Why can't we come through?
This is for staff only. You need...
You can't treat us like this. We've been wandering around for hours.
And it's your fault. Your trains.
We do have customer service forms, if you'd like to make...
A complaint. We deserve compensation.
Well, if you'd like to fill in a form...
No. I want compensation now.
Now? Well, I can't just give you money now.
I don't want money.
Then what do you want?
I'll take your life.
What? What are you doing? No! No!
What was that?
I think it was Norman.
They must be right behind us. We need to move faster.
I'm not sure I can. Or that I should.
What do you mean?
I'm feeling strange.
Strange?
Not myself. I think it's the fog. What if I become... like them.
Oh, Tim, we'll fight it.
No. Go on without me. I don't know what I might do. What I might be capable of.
No. No, I'm not doing that.
Please, get out of here before it's too late. It's the only way. Please, Constance.
All right, under protest. But promise me you'll stay safe.
I promise. I'll do my best. Now go.
Help. Far too strong a word. I merely need you to perform one simple task for me. Simple, but vital. I want you to engage the safety protocols.
And give you unfettered access to the whole of creation? Never. I'd rather die.
An Otio's observation. We both know that your moral compulsion to protect the innocent will force you to assist me.
I won't do it.
Then we have a stalemate.
Yes. We do.
The normative compensators have collapsed, Doctor. Your ethical qualms are wasting us time.
Master, we have a visitor.
Constance!
Doctor, thank goodness.
What's the situation like outside?
There are trains everywhere, platforms stretching in all directions. Literally, it's hard to look at, never mind navigate.
And the passengers?
Killing each other. It's like an epidemic.
You see what your meddling has led to? And it's only going to get worse.
Why are you blaming Mr. Potter for this?
Keith isn't who he appears to be. He's actually my arch enemy, the Master.
Your arch enemy is a train spotter.
It's a disguise.
An avatar.
Not that he needs an excuse. The universe is just one big dressing up box to him.
As diverting as your attempts at mockery are, Doctor, never forget, I only require you, not your companion.
Don't you dare threaten Constance!
Stay right there, both of you. That's better.
What's that? A gun?
A tissue compression eliminator. The Master's weapon of choice and a particularly nasty one. Oh. Very well, I'll see what I can do, but only if you let Constance go.
Oh, Doctor, I hardly think so. Now that I finally have the means to keep you in my power.
Doctor, what does he want you to do?
Stabilize the mess he's made of the dimensional nexus, which will in turn give him free reign across the infinite realms of reality.
You'll be able to cross realities?
As simple as crossing from this room to the next.
Imagine, you'll be able to spread mayhem and despair in a million, a billion different ways.
Variety is the very spice of life.
Well, then you can't. There's no question.
Well, if I don't, we're all doomed anyway. This way, you might have a chance.
But not you?
No, not me.
Oh, you guessed.
Well, it's obvious, isn't it? If you were to engage the protocols and open the remaining barriers, the dimensional crosswinds would disperse your constituent atoms throughout time and space.
Which would rather negate the point of the Enterprise. Your atoms, on the other hand, are eminently dispersible.
Oh, Doctor!
Where do I start?
If you come with me, sir, the work is being done within the dimensional obelisk itself.
In there? Going to be a bit cramped, isn't it?
The obelisk is surprisingly spacious within, sir.
No, Doctor! There has to be another way!
Remember, any tricks and your friend will find herself in sadly reduced circumstances.
Doctor! Don't do it! Forget about me, please!
Forget you, Mrs. Clark? Never! Chin up, Constance! Chin up! All right then, Norman. Show me what I need to do.
These controls here will start the safety protocols. As I understand, you just place your hand on this sensor. Never actually seen it done.
Well, that's because this technology was never designed for such an insane purpose. We need to close the barriers, not open more. Put some distance between these dimensions, the way it should be.
I sympathize, sir, but that conflicts with my orders.
Norman, you seem like a reasonable sort of chap. I don't know what kind of hold the Master has over you. Hypnosis, knowing him. But surely you can see that what he's doing here is wrong.
There are certain operational irregularities, yes.
If we don't reverse what he's done, the whole of reality will collapse. You understand that? The whole of reality. And then there'll be no more dimensions to patrol, no more shiny uniforms, no more Kettering Junction, no more Normans.
That would breach more regulations than I care to say. These subnodules here govern the dimensional barrier, sir. Closing them will restore the Nexus to its default settings.
It'll undo the Master's tampering, just like that.
There may be some residual instability. The mechanism has sustained damage due to an unfortunate entropic seepage from the darker dimensions. Uh-huh. But I believe I know how to compensate for that.
Oh, excellent. So, how do I close them?
Best you let me do that, sir.
What? Oh! I take it this is a good sign?
It's a wonderful sound, isn't it, sir?
Oh, yes.
The modern obelisks just don't have the same character as these old beauties.
What the?
No! No!
Not what you wanted to hear? Good.
The barriers are closing!
Did you really think the Doctor would betray the entire universe for his arch-enemy? You don't seem to know him very well.
Out of my way! Did you do this?
You're too late, Master. The barriers are closing. And this time, that's how they'll stay.
Move away from there, at once!
I'm sorry, sir. It's been pointed out to me that your orders are in breach of sections 1, 2, 4, 8, 9, and 15 of the regulations.
Don't quote the regulations at me, you traitorous ingrate!
There was no need for that.
You meddling do-gooder. How am I to reopen the barriers now?
Perhaps you should have thought of that before you killed the one person who could have got us out of this mess.
You haven't heard the last of this, Doctor!
Constance, stop him!
Don't even think about it.
Doctor, your atoms are undispersed.
For the time being, yes. No more killing, Master. You know it's over.
Over? No. A mere setback. But if this hub is doomed to die, then you will die with it!
Oh, he's locked it. Of all the petty, spiteful gore!
I wouldn't like to be him right now. The crowds out there were pretty angry. We're probably safer here.
Well, not with that node the way it is. The instability is still growing. What I really need is a dimensional stabilizer.
What is this?
If I could get back to the TARDIS, I could use mine, but then we'd be trapped. Is there even time to... Sorry, what's what?
This.
I don't believe it. Where did you...
In the inside pocket of his jacket. It's been digging into me for ages, but I was rather too busy to look. Why, what is it?
It's a dimensional stabilizer.
Oh, be serious,
It
Doctor.
Is. The dimensional stabilizer from a TARDIS.
But that's what you said you needed.
Yes. That isn't your jacket.
It's Tim's. He gave it to me earlier. I thought he was just being gentlemanly.
I'll say he was. Saving the universe and not taking the credit.
But where would he have got something like this?
Oh, we can worry about that later. I need to see if this little wonder really will do what I need it to.
Going somewhere.
Stand aside, Mr. Hope. This doesn't concern you.
You seem in a terrible hurry. Have things not gone according to plan?
You were injured. How have you healed so quickly?
The dimensional nexus has the most wonderful restorative qualities, or so I've always found. But then, it is my home from home.
Your home?
I returned here to, let us say, recharge, when my last encounter with the Doctor left me in a somewhat enervated state. Yet my reinvigoration was only half complete when you blundered in and disrupted the process.
Who are you? You seem familiar.
But now that our mutual friend has set things right, my reinvigoration can continue.
I feel my vigor returning as I speak.
The Valyard.
I have a message for your real self. I know he's nearby, skulking within his TARDIS. Pulling your strings.
You pernicious shame.
Now hear me. There are two things you are going to do. The first is to leave here and never return. This domain is mine, not yours.
I will not take orders from you.
Secondly, leave the Doctor alone. I have my own plans for him.
Who are you to...
Do you hear me in there? I will brook no further interference from you. In this or any other universe.
I can't think. My head. What are you...
Message understood, I trust. Good. And now, you may leave.
Ah, the fog's clearing.
A good sign, I assume.
Yes, very. And look. The trains have already started returning to their own dimensions. The passengers, too.
Oh, is that where everyone's gone?
Yes. And free from the insidious influence of this place, they should, with any luck, be none the worse for wear. Those who are still alive, that is.
And all thanks to Tim Hope, legal clerk.
A very unusual legal clerk. I suspect we haven't seen the last of Mr. Hope. Who was he, I wonder?
A good Samaritan?
A suspiciously serendipitous Samaritan. I wish I had your sunny optimism, Constance, but I think he was probably... Listen.
A TARDIS?
The Master's TARDIS. There. That ticket machine. Too late. All those deaths, all that utter mayhem, nearly destroying the fabric of reality purely for his own selfish ends. And as ever, my immortal foe escapes unscathed.
I suppose it was somewhat inevitable that you'd have an immortal foe.
Oh, quite a few. But none quite as irksome as the Master.
You'll have to tell me about him. Back to our TARDIS, then.
Back to our TARDIS. And if I'm not much mistaken, isn't that the old girl over there?
Where? Oh, yes. Yeah. Do you know, I thought we'd come further than that.
Seems we were walking in circles after all.
So does the Master's TARDIS always look like one of these ticket machines?
Oh, no. Like him, the Master's TARDIS is a master of disguise.
I see. Whereas, like you, your TARDIS is happy to stick out like a sore thumb.
I shall ignore that. Sore thumb indeed. I'll have you know there are certain planets where this coat is the epitome of elegant understatement.
We must visit one day. Though I'm sure there are other planets to visit first. Lots of other planets.